Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're taking on a listener question.
Hi, my name is Megan Hines. I have a question for Possibly. My child's school has a car pickup line, and I'm wondering if it's better for me to turn my car off and then on again as the line moves forward, because I really don't want to idle while I'm waiting.
We had Albert Wu and Charlie Adams from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So listener Megan wants to know if repeatedly starting her car releases more emissions than just idling while she's waiting in the pickup line at her son's school. What did you find out?
It turns out the answer to this question really depends on the type of car you drive. Megan mentioned that she had
2007 Volvo XC90,
which is an older gas car.
In those types of cars, idling burns a constant, steady stream of gasoline to keep the engine running at the slowest rate possible without stalling. But starting the car also uses fuel.
Which uses more fuel?
It depends on how long you idle your car. A study by the Argonne National Lab found that the break-even point was about 10 seconds.
Basically, if you're planning to idle your car for longer than 10 seconds, it's better to shut off the engine and start when you need to move.
Great. That sounds like a pretty simple answer. Just follow the 10-second rule.
Pretty much. It gets a little more complicated in freezing weather, because starting a cold engine requires more energy and creates more pollutants.
But people usually keep their cars on in the winter to stay warm anyway.
What about all the wear and tear on your car from starting and stopping?
You shouldn't need to worry about that. It takes 5 to 10 minutes for all the oil to run back down to the pan. So restarting for the kind of wait times you'll have in a school pickup line isn't really an issue.
So what's your advice for Megan?
On most days, she's better off turning her car off and restarting it when she needs to move up. But on very cold days, she may be better off idling.
So how much of a carbon dioxide emissions difference does turning her car off and on make? Would it make a big difference if she just idled every day instead?
Turning her car off instead of idling would reduce her overall car emissions by around 1% per year.
So not a big deal?
Well, for your personal emissions, that might sound small. But the same study found that if everyone in the U.S. followed this rule, it would be the equivalent of taking 5 million cars off the road.
It's a pretty easy thing to do, so I'd say it's worth the effort.
But what about newer cars and hybrid cars? Does the 10-second rule apply to them too?
Most newer cars have something called an auto start-stop mechanism.
What does that mean?
They're systems that automatically stop your engine when you press down on the brake pedal hard enough.
For those cars, you don't have to worry about consciously turning the engine off and on again. It stopped whenever you are.
Do you also need to think about temperatures and wait times?
That's not necessary for newer models. Vehicles with the start-stop system have pumps that keep the engine hot while they're stopped. And if the engine drops in temperature too much, then it'll automatically restart.
All right, so what's the takeaway here?
For older cars, you should stop idling if you're going to be still for longer than 10 seconds, if it's not super cold outside.
And for many newer cars, there's often no need to think about it at all. Many manufacturers have done the work for you.
Great. Thanks, Albert and Charlie. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.